श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कॉमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 5 फ्रॉम वर्स 7 टू 12। डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ डिसिप्लिन ऑफ एक्शन एंड नॉलेज। Chapter 5, verse 7. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma, vijitatma jitendriyah, sarva bhutatma bhutatma, kurvanna pinalipyate. One who is purified by the practice of karma yoga, who has conquered his body and senses, realizes that his self is the self in all beings. That karma yogi is not tainted while performing actions. Comment. Having abandoned the bond of relationship with the body, senses and the antakarana, which means inner sense, such as mind, intellect, memory and ego, the karma yogi experiences oneness with all living beings. With the dissolution of individuality, sense of doership does not remain in the karma yogi. At that time, all karmas or actions performed through him become akarma, which means it will not produce any fruits. Chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvavita pashyan shrinvan sprishan jigran ashnan gachan supanshvasan pralapan visrjan grahnan unmishan nimishannapi indriyan indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharyayan. Sankhya yogi who knows the truth or reality of things, knowing fully well that even though seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, walking, sleeping, breathing, speaking, answering the calls of nature, grasping, opening and closing the eyes, he does nothing. He believes all senses are moving among the sense objects. Comment. Assuming his relationship with ego that belongs to the apara prakriti, which means lower nature, the deluded man thinks himself to be the doer. Ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Refer Gita chapter 3 verse 27. But with the dawn of wisdom, he breaks the relationship with the lower nature or ego. Then he experiences the truth about himself and he realizes that he is not the doer. Our true nature is consciousness. In the consciousness, neither there was doership and enjoyership, nor is, nor it will be, nor it is possible to be so. Therefore, even though actions ordained by scriptures are performed by the body, his attention must be fixed on his true self, which is free of doership and enjoyership. Sharirasthopi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate. Refer Gita chapter 13, verse 31. Chapter 5, verse 10. ब्रह्मण्याध्याय कर्माणि संगम त्यक्त्वा करोति यः लिप्यते न स पापेन पद्मपत्रमिवाम्बस. He, the bhakti yogi, which means the follower of discipline of devotion, who offering all actions to God, performs actions abandoning all attachment, is not tainted by sin, just as a lotus leaf is not moistened by water. Comment. The karma yogi, which means a follower of discipline of action, offers all actions to the world. Jnana yogi, which means follower of discipline of knowledge, offers all actions to prakriti or nature. And the bhakti yogi, which means follower of discipline of devotion, offers all actions to God. The result of all three is the same. In the three yogas or disciplines, the essential principle is that one does not do anything for himself. Chapter 5, verse 11. Kayena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyairapi yoginah karma kurvanti sangam tvaktvatma suddhaye. The karma yogi, having shaken off attachment without the sense of mind, performs actions with senses, mind, intellect and body for the sake of self-purification only. Comment: shaking off entirely the sense of mindness is the purification of antahkarana, which is mind, intellect, ego and memory. An aspirant of karma yoga does not believe that the body, senses, mind and intellect are his or for him. Instead, he holds that they belong to the world and he performs actions for the world only. Steadily, by performing actions in this manner, when his sense of mindness is completely gone, then his antahkarana is purified. With this purity, his relationship with antahkarana is gone and he gets established in the self. Chapter 5, verse 12. Yukta karma palham tvaktva shanti mapnoti naishtikim ayukta kamakarena phale sakto nibhadyate. By abandoning attachment to the fruit of actions, the karma yogi attains everlasting peace or God realization. Whereas he who acts with a selfish motive, being attached to the fruit of actions through desire, gets bound. Comment: the actions do not bind, but the desire for the fruit of action binds. The actions neither bind nor make one free. In actions, selfishness results in binding and unselfishness results in making one free. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.